have bad heart.
Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Saptam is not, we are not doing. Or any of that, we are not doing. It will be known that on the part of the Anantha. That Anantha will fill up all these things which we are getting.
By
Shruti, Smriti, Purana Adi, Pancharatra Vidhi Vina, Aikantiki Harer Bhakti, Upatai Reva Kevala. You know this is love? You know this that. Very important. Meaning is that Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra Vidhi Vina. If he is doing ekantaki hari bhakti, but not following these things, then utpat will come. Utpat means? Disturbance. The servants means here narak path also. So here, pancharatra and suti, smriti, pancharatri ityadi vidhi of greedy person having the greed to serve Radha and this root bhakti should be here. So if any open by not following any another, it is not anukul. So there is no chance of being any of. Here one thing is in this connection he is telling. If a man has the ambition to serve Radha and Krishna by God, he has greed and he is doing Vaidhi Bhakti, only Vaidhi Bhakti. Someone tells that they will have Dwarka Dham and they will be a servant of Rukmini Saptamama. It is question if anyone does. And also he has the idea that if a man, if a sadhak has greed and doing Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganga Bhakti both, following both, then he will have the next servant of Mathura Mahesh. And those who have actual greed and following Radhanuga, they will have the service of Radhanuga as a good star. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not correct. Why not correct? Who is the queen or Mahishi of Mathura? Who is the queen? Dharmahiti of Mathura.
Pugya.
And Mahishi of Dwarka is?
Rukmini Satsabhama and so on.
If a man does Bhaji Bhakti
and he receives the service of Mahishi
of Dwarka, and if a man does
having greed, Vaidhi Parsh Ragatnika Bodh,
he will have
the maid servant of Kubja.
But Kubja Prem is not justified. So it is less than
Dwarka Mahishi. Dwarka Mahishi is superior than so much Kubja. But Vaidhi plus Raganuga is superior than Vaidhi Bhakti. Understand? So, it is against the principles of Bhakti that having a man doing Vaidhi Bhakti receives better thing, that is the service of Mahishi. Whereas Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga, in this thing he receives less than Dwarka Mahishi service.
Maybe Chandravali service.
No. If they say that in Gopal Tapani Sruti, it has been written that Rukmini's marriage has been done from Mathura. So Rukmini should be there. Yet it is against the principle. By doing the service by Vaidhi Bhakti, receives same, he does Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga. He again receives the same thing, so it is against the principle.
So what is the...
What is his idea, or our Gaudiya Vaishnava idea, is he mistaken? He is telling that Rukmini marriage from Mathura, it is not Shastra Sammata. Shastra Sammata means it is against Shastra. It has been never, only Gopal Sruti said, but here Mathura means Dwarka.
Because they are more or less the same.
Same. So, from Bhagavat and all other authentic bhakti granth, it is not what authentic. He is telling that he will tell henceforth this fact. In the midst, he is telling something so that his thing will be correct. For having a greed, a greedy person have to do five things. Once abhist bhavmay seva. Abhishta Bhavmaya Seva. What is Abhishta Bhavmaya Seva? That always thinking his Siddha Bhav, to have the Bhav of Manjari. This is Bhavmaya. It will never be changed. He will describe Abhist Bhav Sambandhi.
Abhist means
object of desire.
What we want? Abhist. Abhi ista. Ist means what we want. Abhi means surely what we want. Bhava Sambandhi. Bhavmaya Bhava Sambandhi. Abhist Bhavanukul. Bhavanukul, you know? And what is abiruddha bhav? This is the job. Abiruddha bhav, which is not unfavorable. This should be a job. And abhist bhav viruddha, this should not take. Bhav viruddha, which is unfavorable, this should not do. And which are favorable, we should take. And some are so that not favorable nor unfavorable. We should reject or unreject. According to
practical
atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now he is telling about these things more.
Right.
That abhist bhavmaya is called that. What is sadhya that we, what is sadhan we doing in siddhi, that will be the same. Remembering of Govinda now, and in siddha sarir remembering of Krishna. Both are same, but unripe and ripe. Understand? This will not be changed. Kirtan will never be changed, whether in this period or that period. Sadhan or siddha. These are abhishta bhav. Now we are thinking that we are Kishori Gopi. To have service of Radhika. And in remembrance, we are seeing that I am a Gopi lady and making garland so beautiful and giving it to Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari is giving to Lalita Vishakha and they are giving it in the neck of Radha and Krishna. By remembrance we are doing, that is called Astakalik Seva, Astayam Seva. Are having this in remembrance, we are praying like the Bilap Pushmanjali. In Siddha Seva we will have this. So no change. Only ripe, unripe and ripe avastha. Understand? These are called Bhavmaya, Abhishta Bhavmaya. Now Bhava Sambandhi, second. There are two reasons of everything. No? Upadan karan and nimitta karan. You know?
Material cause and the efficient cause.
Eh?
Material and efficient cause.
Efficient?
Efficient cause.
What is the meaning of efficient?
The doer, and the...
Like a pot of earthen pot.
One is the...
Upadan is earth. Ripe and unripe. Upadana. And nimitta himself, man,
the potter,
or the thread, and other things. Upadan karma.
The immediate cause.
Karnabdisai is upadan karan, nimitta karan, and Advaita Charya is upadan karan. Understanding?
We were just teaching this in Brahma Samhita.
So the prakriti of two kinds, nimitta and upadan. Nimitta is more important. Upadan. Here upadan. Everything upadan karan is himself Krishna or man God. And nimitta karan prakriti and all these things. He are telling that what are the upadan karan of bhakti? Greed, sravanam. What sravanam? What we have listened from our Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru about Krishna. He is so kishore, so sweet, having float on his lips and favorable for Gopi Prince. And Ashray, who is Ashray? Rupmanjari and all. The activities of Rupmanjari. So we should remember, we should talk about all these things. These are upadan karan. To go to the places of that
Lila Sthan.
That is going to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Vrindavan, Bansibhat and all these things. These are upadan karan. They will make hasty to have our goal.
And nimitya?
I am telling you. And some are nimitta karan. Nimitta karan means to do tilak. To have kanthimala. Have sannyas. Red cloth. He will clear it. Some parts are upakarak. Upakarak means favorable.
Primary. Is primary proper? Means necessary, completely necessary.
Upakarak. If you do, you will have some gain by doing that work. Reading of Bhagavad and all other books. If you will not do, you will be in loss. So they are. But one thing we should always remember that bhav is root for which we have greed. So having these in the center, all things are what describing here. If he has that greed, now he is describing again to clear it. Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. To have these things is abhist bhav. Abhist bhav means what we want, that bhav. In sadhan, it is unright, and see, this is right. Guru Padasya, mantra jap, dhyan, listening and remembering the that classes of these are bha sambandhi upadan karan.
Still the idea of upadana and namiti is not clear here.
Now one by one is bha sambandhi, then he will come to bha sambandhi. This is bha maya first, actually greed, and that after that upadan, that is bha sambandhi next, second. First is bha maya, that is gopi bhav, manjari bhav. Second is bhav sambandhi, that is upadan karan. Without having guru padrasya, a man cannot have his greed. Guru padrasya should be done, and to follow him it is essential. To listen him is essential. To serve him is essential. So these are called upadan karan. That is bhava sambandhi. To remember Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mantra, these are all bhava sambandhi. When remembering Kling Gauraya Swaha, only by word we will do it, something comes in my heart, our heart. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna.
Nama Rupa Guna Lila.
All of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is so kind that I had to see his always in a mood to give Krishna print with that Kling Gauraya Swaha. So that Gaurang we are offering ourselves, Swaha, to have the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same, so it is told that every day, at every three times, we should jap all the mantra that Guru has given. These are upadan karan. We should do. Nijabhista sansargi Krishna Mahamantra should always be chanted. This is upadan karan. Here, not only chanting, but remembering their qualities, Krishnam quality. What? Ram. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Ki Hare Krishna. Hare Srimati Raji. Krishna Harati Kunje Iti Hare. Krishnam Harati. Harat Mane Akarsati. Krishna akarshak for all. But here Srimati Radhika does akarshan for Krishna. And harat in kunja.
Akarshan means attract.
Attract. Krishna attracts all, but here Srimati Radhika attracts Krishna. Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan Mohan Mohini. So thinking all these things, we should chant Harina. These mantras are Siddha mantra. So, no anusthan of Purascharan and all should be done in these mantras. So these are bhava sambandhi, that is upadan karan. Nimitta karan is not bhava sambandhi. he is telling that Astadakshas Dasakshar and Dasakshar that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received from his Gurudev. One mantra with a Krishna Govind becomes Astadakshar. And only Gopijan Vallabh is the Sakshar.
This
last
point. Last point you made. This last thing you just said, could you clear that more, please? The last thing which you just said.
That mantra Mahaprabhu.
So he's telling that the Sakshar or
means, what does that mean, the Sakshar?
Gopijan Vallabhaya. This is the Sakshar.
Ten syllable mantra.
Without clean.
What is the mantra?
Your Guru has I've also given Gopijan Vallabhaya.
But no mantra. Clean.
This is not be counted
as
in ten. This is a separate, is himself a mantra also, Bij. That Bij has been transferred into that ten later.
Atharo
hoi gale kono khoti ne.
Satra
kotha hobe.
What happened to Krishna and Govinda?
If they come, then it is becomes, it becomes
Krishna
Govinda Satra Khara. So Bolidal Guru ki Thakbo. So Bolidi Vami Tmake.
They're eager.
Abhi 25 bars aur brahmacharya rah karke guru seva karo tab tab hoga. He should come to me after 25 years having brahmacharya and serving Gurudev, then I will tell you. Dasita achhe, egara kotha tika achhe gadhan.
Kotha
jara sat. Four मध्ये याद किया आठ और 10
18
तुम्हें बुझी बुझी देबे तुम और तुम ये व्याकरण और शब्दकोश देखो तापर विश्वरु विश्वकोश तापर हो कोई रकम हो जावे जे रकम है 24.5 अक्षर इन काम गायत्री इट इज नॉट सीन आइदर 24 आर 26 बट व्हेन राधिका गी इन स्वप्न then he knew that
24 and a half. He knew what that half is.
So these are also bhav sambandhi. Having hearing and telling of Krishna and his Priyajan are also bhava sambandhi. Here he is telling that in Raganuga there are two things. Smaran and Kirtan. These are mukha. But here, Kirtan is superior or Smaran is superior?
Right.
Smaran is superior.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it clearly says that Kirtan is superior.
Here he is telling, for ordinary person, Smaran seems to be superior. But in this Kali Yuga, it is told that Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come for Kirtan. And those who do Kirtan, Yajna, they are called Sumedha. In that slok, Sumedha word is. Sumedha means very
intelligent.
So, here, he is telling that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided, it is decided fact. So here, Smaran will not superior. It is in the Anugatya of
following of
Kirtan. And also, Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihat Bhagavatam 5. He has given reasons. Sahaja Babaji don't follow Sanatana Goswami idea or this idea. He has told especially that here Smaran should be done under supervision of Sankirtan. Because when a man is doing remembering the past times of Kali, but if any noise comes, it will loudly do Sankirtan, he is disturbed. But when we do Kirtan, if a man remembers being silent morning, no disturbance. If a man mind is so chanchal,
flickering,
if he does Kirtan loudly and loudly, all becomes silent. They are bound to be silent, all indriya senses. So, these are all bhava sambandhi. Again, he tells that. What?
I want to make sure.
Again, he tells that in Ujjwal Nilmani, it has been told that the rishis have done tapasya. Tapasya
means?
Austerity. Here we should not think that here austerity means to have agni, fire, are going to in
water, cold water.
Cold water are on this sea. Not eating, be silent, having this like this, and all this. Here, Aradhana is told. What's this? Aradhana by mind. That mercies, 60,000 mercies had done. By the grace of Ramchandra, they have come to Gopis.
The Kirtan before, when you mentioned Kirtan is the serious, the Smaranam. This Kirtan may be Japa, or does it mean congregational, many people together doing Kirtan?
It is not, these two are not important. Important is that having that greed and in Anugatya of Rasika Vaishnava, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and chanting by mouth, by jiva, being in Vrindavan, by bodily or by mind. This Kirtan is. And it is not samajanistha, it is vyaktigat. Understand?
Vyaktigat.
For every person, vyaktigat.
What? For one man?
Oneself.
Yes.
Oneself. And for?
Many.
It is not. If our Guruji is doing kirtan, and we have participated in that, but we are not equal to our Gurudev, because he is remembering past times of Krishna and weeping, but we are not weeping, we are only participating when we are chanting. So both are not the same. So one is Jaktigat, means you know.
For everyone.
Everyone, and for single man?
For
oneself.
For oneself.
There are some words.
Personal and
Jaktigat. There is a special word for this.
Solitary.
And for if a thing is done by so many persons.
Common.
Common.
General.
General. And any special word I have. I know, but I am forgetting. In Hindi, samajanishtha and vyaktigat. Only for me and for several persons.
Individual and
individual
and congregational.
Congregation. These two. This is actual word. What?
Individual.
Individual.
Yes.
It is individual thing, not congregation. Raghunath Das Goswami is doing kirtan. Individual. By his own. And when he is doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kirtan, it is not individual. To Rai Ramanand, what he feels and hears, it is individual. Brat means Ekadasi Brat only, and having that greed. Here, Ekadasi Brata, Janmashtami Brata, doing tapasya, anything for Krishna. These are nimitta karan. These are nimitta karan.
Yeah.
So.
But why the comparison with upadana namitya? Why they choose the? Why is he choosing the words upadana namitya to explain the difference between these two groups? Why upadana namitya?
Because this would happen, certainly do.
Upadana.
And if any time we do not do, so it is harmful, but not harmful as then.
But you gave the example, upadana is the clay, and namitya may be the potter.
But yet, without father or without matter, anything will not be. But without earth, it will not be. And without nimitta, but upadan is more superior. So, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and serving Gurudev are upadan karan. And these are secondary.
Yes, secondary.
Primary and secondary is the proper translation. One is supportive. Secondary means, or the namitta means it is support.
Namitta.
And the upadan means the base.
Base.
Basis. Primary.
That's what it means here, but when describing creation, those two words are
that. These are
same.
Not same, but
one is the ingredient.
Right.
So without the ingredient, you cannot cause anything. It's more important.
But we should not do Ekadasi if anyone telling like Hit Harijan, it is not right.
Means?
That we should do Ekadasi Janmashtami also, whether it is Nimitta Karan. But not important as
the other thing.
Other. So, Ekadasi, Janmashtami, and these things,
Tila,
they are upakari for Smaranga, Mulanga, Bhavasambandhi, or Bhav. Understanding?
Repeat one more time.
One is Bhav Mai, Abhist Bhav Mai, and one is Bhav Sambandhi. Bhav Sambandhi are superior. Then this Nimitta Karan, they are Mool Karan,
main cause,
and they are secondary.
If the secondary cause isn't present, still the primary cause is sufficient.
Someone gets trace on Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, but not listening Hari Katha and all these things. For them, it has been done. If anyone does not do Ekadasi, what will be the heart? When he has greed and he is engaged in doing Bhav Mai or Bhav Sambandhi, and it is left to do Ekadasi, like one person, Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. On Ashtami Navami, he was doing 3 or 4 days Ekadasi. And when Ekadasi, no remember. So for them, they are Raganuga, so here is not hard.
What is the difference between Bhav Mai and Bhav Sambandhi? What is
I have told all these things.
I know, but I got confused on the point of when you went into the difference between Upadan and Naimitya, how they refer to each one.
First I have told Bhav Sambandhi, Bhav Mai. Bhav means one thing that is unripe and ripe. Mm. That is, we are gopi. This is sadhana. And when we will be gopi, then it will be siddha. So like this, it is called Bhav Mai. Bhav Sambandhi, Upadan Karan. Mm.
So those things that nourish.
We'll have to do to hear and remembering all this. Nimitta Karan, Bhav Sambandhi, we cannot leave them in any case. But Nimitta, in a certain reason, we cannot follow, then it is not harmful. For Bansidas Babaji Maharaj or Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, when they are remembering so many days and Ekadasi went away in this time, then it is no harm. But when they are incense, if they does not do, then it is harm. So it is called secondary. Kartik Vrat are of two kinds. He is telling about Bhav Sambandhi. When it is Nimitta Karan, that is, leaving all these things as a Vairagya, it is called Nimitta Karan. And when Sarvana Kirtan of Srimati Radhika and Krishna is going on, it is Upadan Karan. So if Vairagya any time goes away, no harm. But this should not go.
Yeah.
So Kartik Vrata or any Vrata of Kulkarni, when it is what Karan? First Karan?
Primary cause.
Upadan Karan. Then it should be not be missed. But in the answer of being Nimitta Karan, if we fail to do it, no harm. Once I went to Govinda Mandir at Jaipur in Kartik month. They requested me to take from Mahaprasadam. And I told that I am so lucky that you are giving me Govind Prasadam. They brought rice and lauki and bagan. I took them, gave on the head and took. Very sabdhat. Here, I thought that it is upadan karan. Respect on Mahaprasad here. And Govind is a vigraha of Rupa Goswami. So I respected them. But here, we will not take. And we'll tell at first that don't prepare lauki and brinjal and all these things.